Thank you to our friends at Hallo for making this office possible. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Receive, O Mary, Virgin pure, within your chaste and blessed womb, the saving word proclaimed for all, proceeding from the Father's mouth. The fruitful Spirit's shadow comes and fills you now with heaven's light, that you may carry Christ the Lord, the Father's own co-equal Son. She is the sacred temple gate, forever sealed and barred to all, yet for the heavenly Prince alone, the blessed threshold opens wide. Foretold by prophets long ago, and born before the morning star, the one proclaimed by Gabriel is Christ the Lord come down to earth. Rejoice together, angel hosts. Let all the people sing for joy. The Most High comes a humble child to save and ransom what was lost. To you, O Christ, most loving King, and to the Father glory be. One with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. The Lord will come from his holy place to save his people. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Sion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us our captors for song, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord will come from his holy place to save his people. Zion is our mighty citadel. Our saving Lord is its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Alleluia. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Zion is our mighty citadel. Our saving Lord is its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Alleluia. Lord, make known your will throughout the earth. Proclaim your salvation to every nation. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, make known your will throughout the earth. Proclaim your salvation to every nation. In the Lord's eyes, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as a day. The Lord does not delay in keeping his promise, though some consider it delay. Rather, he shows you generous patience, since he wants none to perish, but all to come to repentance. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
O Emmanuel, Rex et legifer noster, expectatio gentium et salvatore eorum, veni ad salvandum nos, Domine Deus noster. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem anciles suae, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, timensibus eium, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Emmanuel, Rex et legifer noster, expectatio gentium, et salvatore eorum, veni ad salvandum nos, Domine Deus noster.
To our Redeemer who came to bring good news to the poor, let us earnestly pray. Let all men see your glory. Show yourself to those who have never known you. Let them see your saving work.
Let all men see your glory.
Let your name be preached to the ends of the earth, that all may find the way to you.
Let all men see your glory.
You came first to save the world. Now come again and save those who believe in you.
Let all men see your glory.
You brought freedom to us by saving us. Continue to save us and make us free.
Let all men see your glory.
You came once as a man. You will return in judgment. Bring eternal reward to those who have died.
Let all men see your glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, as we see how the nativity of your Son, according to the flesh, draws near, we pray that to us, your unworthy servants, mercy may flow from your word, who chose to become flesh of the Virgin Mary, and establish among us his dwelling, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. This episode was made possible by Hallo, the number one prayer app in the world. Hallo has over 10,000 audio-guided prayers, meditations, and music to help you find peace and grow closer to God. Get 3 months free of Hallo at hallo.com/singthehours. God bless.